Now on Racing Pulse, the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram.
Glenn Ingram joins us now, the Trial Files. He's been in rare form in recent weeks. How are you, Glennie?
Yeah, going well, Michael. Yeah, we've had a good run and it looks set to continue this weekend. We've got a lot to be excited about.
Oh, I like that confidence. So where are we heading for the best black bookers of the last 7 days?
Yeah, Heat 3 at Flemington last Friday morning. Mock Taffy in Heat 3 there, a four-year-old Irish import for the Chris Waller team. First public jump out that I could find, but gee, really caught the eye there over the half mile. He was very forward. He's got race day form over 2,000 metres in Ireland, and he matched it with some speed horses here on the line, and he was good through it, as you would expect. I think he's pretty promising. So we can follow that horse from the Chris Waller stable. I also like the jump out of Titan, who generally jumped out well, but he didn't have the blinkers on there. But he'll bob up in a benchmark 64 shortly.
In heat number four, there's one from the Kavanagh stable that you like as well.
Yeah, Baldevian, not Maldevian. He was a debut winner there before knocking up in the Mackenzie Stakes and then was put out for a spell. But he's put together two really good jump outs here. He just come wide in the straight, pulled away late. Stylish effort. So he looks ready to go. We'll be following Baldevian.
Well, that'll be interesting to see that horse in action. And Heat 11, one from the Hayes camp, has caught your eye.
Yeah, Prince of the City, two-year-old gelding there. It was just his first career jump out. He settled at the tail, but he picked up a lot of ground on the inside. He looks well educated. So the time for the trial was only fair, but he'll probably have another one. And he's worth keeping an eye on for next time out.
Then we move to Cranbourne, and this is one we'll get to see racing on the weekend that you're keen on. Hussay?
Yeah, probably the best trial of the week, actually. He resumed in the grades race recently at Flemington off a very long spell. He ran well enough, and his jump out here suggests he's potentially improved again. Sat out the back and chimed in really quickly down the outside. The rider sat quiet. It was a really good piece of work. So he's definitely worth following, second up this campaign. He has drawn one there at the Valley there on Friday night, so we need a bit of luck, but gee, he's going well.
Anything else from the Cranbourne trials we need to be writing down?
Yeah, El Magnifico for the Mara and Eustace stable. He finished fifth. He was beaten a fair way, but see the way he finished off, he sizzled through the line there. He's in really good order. He's an exciting staying type. He's won two of his three starts. And, yeah, he's certainly one to follow. Yulong Sovereign also showed good speed in the lead and win that heat. And Palenko had a really quiet trial there in fourth. I think all those horses can be followed.
All right. Sounds exciting. Seems like this black book is bulging after the past 7 days, but what we need are winners this week as well. Who are we focusing on?
Mornington tomorrow, race two, number seven, Precious Socks. Glenn Cross has got this mare going really well. She's had a couple of jump outs at Pakenham. Drawn wide, but I think she's going well enough to win that race and maybe big odds, Michael.
Have we got a market up yet?
I don't think so.
Okay, so is it in race number two, is it? Precious Socks? Yep.
Yes.
Yep. All right, first up, we'll be watching that one tomorrow. And then it is a big weekend of racing at Pakenham, Pakenham Cup. So have we got a few on Pakenham Cup Day that we like? Or before that, what about Friday night at the Valley?
Well, as I touched on earlier, Michael, race four, number four, Hussay, absolutely flying there for Shayed. And if it gets a little bit of luck off barrier one and gets a bit of clear air, I think it'll be winning. Be a nice each way bet anyway, about that $5.50.
Is it still $5.50? It is too. $5.50, $2. Race four, number four for Hussay. That's the weekend bank builder. And then what do we roll that into?
Race four, number four, Cecil Street Lad. There's super jump out recently at Cranbourne. Gone up $4. I think that's a pretty good price for that horse. One at odds in the same race. Michael, race four, number five, Corvino's had a nice mid-prep jump out with Mick Kent. He's got that horse going well too. $17. I think we should be having a little bit of a saver there. And we move on to race six, number three, Vane Streams. Had a couple of good trials at Mallee recently. The latest was very nice. He's $23, and I think he'd be set for his race there first up on the home track.
Wow, we've got a couple of good things and some nice, juicy value as well from the Trial Files guru, Glenn Ingram. Good luck over the weekend.
Thanks, Michael. You too.